Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Thursday night at the Media of the Isle of Wight Festival, an absolute honour, a privilege to be joined. I'm going to try and get like a one show style round of applause, naff sort of thing here. The Pigeon Detectives.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo! Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. Thanks very much for coming along and chatting. I've seen you've been out about on the Isle of Wight today, enjoying the place.
Yeah, we couldn't check into our hotel until 3 o'clock. As most good hotels, that's a rule they tend to have. So we went and bought some towels, jumped in the sea. Yeah, unbelievable. Couldn't believe how warm it was, Kieran. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, we really enjoyed ourselves.
This is about as warm as it gets on the island, but it's great to, you know, it's great to be here on the weekend where it is basically the warmest weekend we're ever going to get. Did you ever do like the childhood like trip to the seaside on the Isle of Wight at all?
No, where we're from in Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, I can't speak for you two exactly, but obviously Matt, you sort of grew up a little bit more in the northeast, but we used to sort of head over to sort of Brid, Scarborough, that sort of thing, maybe Blackpool. Isle of Wight's a long drive to go to the coast unless you make a proper holiday of it, but no, personally I was sort of more on the east coast.
Our first time was playing, I think nearly all of us probably. We played twice. So I used to, same holiday-wise, I go to East Coast, parallel with Leeds, etc. But Isle of Wight playing is the first experience, and it's been a while now. So yeah, lucky to come back and it be boiling hot and good vibes to kick off the weekend for everyone.
It's good timing because you've got Still Not Sorry out, the best of the Pigeon Detectives. It was only 2 years ago or so. You had TV show out as well. So new music, best of, a good time to play the festival. You're playing a festival crowd. Do you treat it differently to playing an indoor crowd?
I think the secret to our success and our longevity is we never treat any gig different to the next. So we started out playing in front of 20 people, and in our heads we were playing in front of 20,000. And in the same token, if we're playing in front of 20,000 these days, you know, we'd give it as much effort as if there was only 200 people in the crowd, and we would try to give them all the, you know, the gig of their lives. Once we strap in and get on that stage, all bets are off, and we just, you know, we do our job and we're pretty good at it.
I saw you guys on my 16th birthday playing the swimming pool over in Portsmouth Pyramids. And that felt like one of those 500 people but mad energetic sort of crowd. So yeah, looking forward to that tonight. Big summer ahead, more gigs?
Yeah, we are playing all the big kind of northern festivals like Why Not Festival, Kendall Calling. We're playing with the Sugar Babes in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a festival season highlight for us. Keeping busy, promoting the record. And then, as you so nicely mentioned for us, we are out on tour at the end of this year. I'm not sure if we're coming to Portsmouth yet. I think we might stick a cheeky one in on the end, depending how ticket sales go across the board. But yeah, back out on tour in October, November.
Awesome. Well, I'll leave it there. Should we try the one show style round of applause? It seemed to clip, but we'll give it another go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pigeon Detectives.
Ooh, yeah! Ooh, go get
them, boys. Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.